Well, Karen, here we go again, Donegal and Dublin. Anytime a big game comes around, it seems to be Dublin your opponents.
We met them, I suppose, last year and the year before in championships. So a wee bit earlier in the year this year. So it gives us an opportunity to see them a wee bit earlier. And yeah, it's another competitive game, so we're happy to have it.
Yeah, and they've been proved a tough nut to crack, I suppose. You've had that one victory in recent times over them in 2019. But it's safe to say maybe in even last year's quarter final in the championship, you'd be getting a bit closer to them, are you?
Well, listen, that's the ultimate goal for us, you know. They are the gold standard in terms of ladies football in Ireland and have been over the last couple of years. So you kind of put yourself at that and we're, I suppose, our ultimate aim is all the time trying to get closer to them. Ultimately, last year didn't really go as we'd planned. You know, it was a disappointing end to our season, but your ultimate goal is always trying to close the gap on those top, I suppose, those top two teams, you know.
Yeah, but you did rattle them, especially got off to that great start.
We did. But I suppose rattling them and meaningfully, I suppose, going at them for the whole game, we didn't really do that, and we didn't really get to the level that we had hoped or thought we would, you know. And we come back into it, granted, but I think on the whole, Dublin were just a lot cuter than we were, and I suppose it just didn't ultimately go the way we thought it would, you know.
And in terms of the campaign so far, Three games played, two wins and a defeat. Happy enough with it?
Happy enough, yeah. We're in the semi-finals, so we have another game. There's quite a big gap between now and championship. So I think it's maybe 6 weeks to if you don't make the final. So it's just great to have another game under belt and another opportunity to see what Dublin's like and to pit yourself against them. You know. It's another competitive game and that's, you know, ultimately all you want to do is play football and play matches. So we're happy to be at the semi-final stage.
Quite a few new faces in the team. A lot of new faces actually this year.
Yeah, a lot of new faces. It's brilliant to see. Delighted to see, you know, the younger girls pushing on and challenging. And, you know, the likes of, you know, Shauna McFadden and Tara Hegarty and Susie White and them girls. And they've been working so hard this last couple of months, and it's brilliant to see them get their opportunity, and nice for them too to get an opportunity to play against Dublin as well.
Yeah, but having said that, it's the old guard that's still maybe taking you through. Yourself and Geraldine seem to be in great form.
Yeah, it's great to have the girls back. I suppose we haven't had a we've used the league to get people game time and get people, girls that were out with injury, particularly Katie and Geraldine, and that's, you know, more game time now recently. So it's just a case of getting your fittest team back together again and get them ready for championships. So delighted to have the girls back too as well and getting them more game time.
And of course Yvonne McMullegal Boner back last weekend, obviously that's a great shot on the arm.
Oh god, yes, it's brilliant. Brilliant to have Yvonne back, and we're working hard at trying to get that forward line, I suppose, cohesive and working well together and working, and the more games you get together, the better that'll be. So it's just trying to get that unit working really well together, and when we get everybody back on the field, that's the only way you get it tight. So we're delighted to have Yvonne back too.
In Division 1, between the two groups, fair to say that probably Dublin unbeaten, three wins, and Omeo unbeaten as well, but Dublin really have been probably the form team, have they? It seems as if they're stung by that All-Ireland defeat by Meath.
Yeah, they probably have had a wrong to right too, maybe, in their eyes. So it was, even though the game, both teams ultimately qualified for the semi-final, it didn't, it was only really for placings, but it was a helter-skelter game between them. Dublin were missing eight of their probably starting teams, so they're going through a right few in terms of squad numbers too as well, and giving a lot of girls game time, so it's very hard to know. It's early in the year, you know, I don't think anybody has a settled squad yet, and everybody's fighting for positions, so it's they're probably in a similar position to a lot of other teams. They topped the group, but really the game between them and Meath, it could have went either way, you know. There was a time probably in the latter quarter probably where it looked like Meath were going to come away with it, and Dublin has kind of sneaked it by 1.1. So you couldn't really say one was, you couldn't really say that Dublin were on the hour probably better than Meath, you know.
Are Donegal in kind of bonus territory? Because obviously the objective would be to retain Division 1 status. You did that comfortably with the game to go. Are you in bonus territory, or is there a desire to go on and reach the final and maybe win it?
Okay, you don't, you know, you go out at this stage when you're in the semi-final, you want to go out and win the game. We're just happy to be at the semi-final stage. As I say, it's another game under our belt. With the shortened league, you don't have as many probably games as you would have had in years previous. We used to maybe seven teams and six games. So you don't have the same level of competitive action now as you used to have. So the fact that we've got an extra game out of it is brilliant. If we could squeeze another one and get to the final, that would be brilliant. It's all in that mindset of trying to set you up for championship, and when you're playing in semi-finals and finals, you're generally playing against the top four teams. So.